One of the ways we at the Village Church make connections with our congregation and community is through our weekly newsletter, eConnections. It's sent out by email and includes all kinds of information about upcoming events, ShellPoint Television Channel 13 programming schedules, ways to submit prayer requests, and more. If you do email and would like to receive eConnections, contact the church office. And if you'd like to receive a paper copy of the eConnections, call us and we'll make sure you receive it. In each of our eConnections, I offer a brief pastoral message. Often it will address a contemporary issue that we are all facing, or will highlight one of our ministries or teaching series. But it always has an encouraging biblical theme. We're happy to provide a televised version of that pastoral message. We hope you enjoy them. And now, here is this issue's pastoral message from eConnections. This is the eConnections message for Thursday, September 11. It's entitled, Excuses, Excuses. Paul says in Romans 1:20, so they are without excuse. In 1978, San Francisco politicians Harvey Milk and George Moscone were murdered. The perpetrator claimed he wasn't at fault. He was depressed, you see, and that led him to adopt a junk food diet, including unhealthy food like Hostess Twinkies. The so-called Twinkie defense worked, sort of. The man was convicted of manslaughter instead of murder and was sentenced to only 8 years behind bars. In 2014, a woman in Florida used a steak knife to kill her boyfriend. She claimed self-defense. You see, her boyfriend had put a curse on her, and her only way out was to kill him. That defense didn't work. She was convicted of first-degree murder. In Lorain, Ohio, sheriffs were called to a campground on reports of a man acting violently. When they arrived, they discovered the perpetrator sleeping under a trailer. When he awoke, he growled at the deputies. He confessed to the aberrant behavior and explained it was all due to a wolf scratch. Ever since, he would become violent every time there is a full moon. The human capacity for excuse-making is nearly endless. Perhaps we in our generation are under the mistaken notion that it all began with Flip Wilson. Remember his appearance on television shows like The Ed Sullivan Show, when he presented various forms of his act revolving around, the devil made me do it. But excuse-making didn't start with Flip Wilson. It appears as old as humanity itself. Even back in the garden, Adam and Eve tried to deflect responsibility for their primordial sin. Adam by blaming Eve, and God, since God gave Eve to Adam, and Eve by blaming the serpent. Of course, God didn't buy it. He placed a curse on the whole lot of them. By nature, we humans seek to avoid responsibility for our sinful, rebellious actions. Paul begins his exposition of the gospel in Romans 1 by laying out the human condition. We humans suppress the truth about God in unrighteousness, even though God has made his eternal power and divine nature evident to them in the created world. So regardless of whatever excuses human beings might come up with, the final verdict is they are without excuse. And the sentence? The wrath of God is revealed. Romans 1:18. In the 9th and 10th chapters of Romans, Paul is wrestling with what has come to be known as the Jewish question. This is not the Jewish question that has fueled so much of the anti-Semitism over the centuries and which came to such a horrific head in Nazi Germany. No, this Jewish question is much more focused on a particular gospel issue. Why have most Jews in the first century rejected Jesus? Paul, a Jew himself, wrestles with the issue by exploring the Hebrew Scriptures. In chapter 9, he lays out the sovereignty of God in election. There, excuses are made, but Paul deftly dismantles the objections. Now in chapter 10, Paul addresses human responsibility in either receiving or rejecting the gospel. Once again, he finds that any excuses the Jews might have for rejecting the gospel evaporate on further examination. But the way Paul dismantles the excuses of the Jewish people also apply to any excuse any human, Jew or Gentile, might make for rejecting Christ. In the final analysis, excuse making is a human problem, not specific to Jew or Gentile. And the consequences are much more significant than any human court. They are eternal and devastating. So this Sunday, put your seatbelts on and be prepared to have your excuses exposed. Thanks for listening. I'm Pastor Andy.